Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with the Cayman Hunter. I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. the Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynor of Richard Daynor Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynorMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynor. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, this is Bam. You're live with the Cayman Hunter. Well, first thing I need to do is apologize. Seems like I've been doing that a lot lately. Apologize for not being online the last couple of weeks. We're going to start doing it every other week, even though the intro says every week. We're going to start doing it every other week from here on out, because things have just been a little bit hectic around here, trying to get the new pond working and trying to get the caymans out there situated. My health was in I had a little trouble with my health lately. Both my arms and my legs gave out on me a couple times, and spent a couple of days in the hospital. So just in order to rest, relax, recuperate, get things back in order, we'll do it every other week for a couple of weeks, and hopefully by the end of the summer, when things cool off a little bit, we'll try to get back to every week. In the meantime, cooling off a little bit, we've had 33 straight days of 100 degree or more temperature here in Central Texas. 33 days straight. I think the record was set, I don't know, last year or the year before. We're not even close to the record, but 33 days of 100 degree temperature, yeah, it could slow you down a little bit. Anyway, let me get to a couple things real quick before we get started. Yes, today we are going to talk about sex, but not the kind of sex that all you probably tuned in for are all excited about. We're talking about how to sex a cayman. How you going? Sex a cayman. What the heck? You want to find out what the sex is of a cayman? Well, because sometimes if you got to put two or three or four more together, you want to make sure you don't have too many males in the same pond. Two males is enough. More than that, and they start getting a little sticky. Females, on the other hand, we've had six females together in one pond with two males. And because there's so many females, it wasn't a real problem. But again, that's why you want to sex them. But before we start talking about the sex and sexing of caiman, I want to say hello to a couple of people. First of all, my partner Shane out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Shane's company, Lewis Stone. Man, they're doing good. You should see some of the work. You should go online and look it up. See if I can find out where. You know what? By the end of this show, I'll see if I can figure out where Lewis Stone can be found online. And you guys really should check out not only his site, but his work, some of the things that he's done. And if you're ever out in, if you're ever in Louisiana and need some stonework done, pavers and the like, yeah, he's the guy to go to. Let's see if this works. Probably not. And I didn't find it. Okay, maybe we'll look later on. If I don't get it by the end of this show, I'll get it to you by the next show. Or I'll put it up somewhere online where you can get a hold of it. Wow, I wonder why I don't have it online already. He should have been on our links page, shouldn't he? Yeah, maybe I should go check there too. Let's see what happens if I go check our favorite links. And will I be able to find Lewis Stone? You'd think it was one name, Lewis Stone, but it's actually Shane Lewis, and his company is Stones, Stonework, Paverwork, things like that. All right, I don't have it on that page either. We're going to have to make some changes. But we are making some changes to the website anyway. Going over some of those pictures, some of them don't look so clear. Some of them, when you click on them, they're so small. You can't really see what it is that you're looking at. Some of them, you'd like them to be larger. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to make some of the pictures when you click on them. Now, the thumbnails will still be thumbnails. But when you click on the picture, it should get bigger. Let's see what else we got going on here today. Friends of the show, we have Richard Daynar. Look him up either on MySpace or Facebook. ForgetMeNotForKids.com. You spell out every word there except the second four. That would be the number. It would be forget me, not with a K, the number 4kids.com. ForgetMeNotForKids.com. AustinCustomTollett.com. Austin Custom Tollett makes Jewish prayer shawls, customized, one of a kind. You want it, you could dream it, he can do it. That's AustinCustomTollett.com. And let's not forget my good friend Iris Orzek from Jackson Heights. She'd like us to say that she's the hottie from the Heights. Actually, it's not a bad description. But you can look her up on Facebook, too. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you. It's Iris Orzek, good friend of ours from Jackson Heights. Grew up with us. Was a great friend back then, good friend right now. A couple of other things I want to talk to you about real quick. We do have the CaymanHunter.com message board. On the message board, if you go to our webpage, which is CaymanHunter.com, down at the bottom on the right-hand side, in the hyperlink section, there's a place that says Messages and Guestbook. If you click on that, you can leave us a message, or you can send us an email, bam@caymanhunter.com. If you want to be linked to us for any reason, you think that you have something that we'd like to have, what we wouldn't mind promoting for you, same thing, either on our message board or at bam@caymanhunter.com. And if you want to be a friend of the show, same thing, message board or bam@caymanhunter.com. Now, on a side note, briefly, in regards to links and message boards and things like that, if you guys want to talk to me for any reason, you have questions, and don't forget, if you have Cayman that you can't handle anymore, that's where we got started. That's how we got started, because we've had them from, you know, hatchlings all the way up to a female that grew to be 6 feet long, something that rarely, rarely happens, and her name was Angel. And we do have plenty of pictures of Angel on our website. So 6 foot long Cayman is something, when we saw it was 6 foot, when we saw that it was growing that big, that fast, yeah. Okay, anyway, so if you have something that you can't handle, we'd be happy to help you out there. Get a hold of us, either drop us a line on the guest message board or write me at bam@caymanhunter.com. Now, let's see, what do we got? As far as calling in, the call-in number for today, actually I think it's the call-in number every single week, is 818-369-1429. That's 818-369-1429 is the message board. If you call in, hopefully I'll get a chance to see what it is, but I'm bouncing between pages here on the web. So, and I can only see this on the web. If we get so big that we have to expand a little bit, we'll go for that premium, premium hosting service. Costs a bit of money. Right now, Cayman Hunter doesn't have that kind of money, so we're staying away from it. But if we get to the point where we can do that, we'd be able to Skype you You could Skype in. You wouldn't have to use, you know, the call-in number. I don't know how many people still actually pay for long-distance calls, but if you got cable or if you have cell phones, usually long-distance calls don't cost you. Don't quote me on it. Don't want to be called a liar. But, yeah, and also the premium host feature, we would be able to call you, too. We'd be able to make some phone calls, but you could Skype to Skype. After the show, you know, another way you can get a hold of us, besides for message board or messaging BAM at CaymanHunter.com, you can Skype me. If you Skype me at Cayman Hunter, just without the vowel, so it would be CMNHNTR. CMNHNTR on Skype. Now, I'm not on it all the time, not on it a lot of the time, and right now I'm not on it late at night anymore. Right now, the computer and the Skype is where my baby, in the same room as where my baby sleeps at night. So I haven't been getting on the computer late at night, afraid to wake up the baby. And yeah, my baby turned 18 months just the other day. She's growing like a weed. Wow. I'm a dad again after all these years. Now that's an amazing thing. An amazing thing. Watching that kid. That kid is amazing too, because, you know, I don't know, but you know, I know a little sign language, I know a little Hebrew, know a little Spanish, know a little bit of English. And everything that we tell the baby, we do in all, you know, we try to give them all the languages. You know, we try to tell her, you know, if we know a word, they were saying it in English, you know, father in English, we'll do it in sign language, do it in Spanish, do it in Hebrew, Abba, you know, Padre, we'll do it all. And the baby's learning to say all of those words at different times. And putting sentences together, mixing. Right now, she's putting sentences together, mixing English and ASL, which is really cool. Because she'll say, like, you know, she wants more milk. And she'll give the sign for want and the sign for milk and tell you that she wants, you know, and out loud she'll say, you know, her that she wants her bottle. Anyway, moving on. Getting back. So, two other things real quick. Well, I guess one other thing real quick. It's the chat room. They do have a chat room here. They say that I could start a chat session. If I click on it, we'd be able to type back and forth to each other for anybody who had any questions and didn't feel like calling or couldn't get through. Problem with that is I start getting lost when I start doing more than one thing at a time. My mind's not all that great at multitasking when it comes to the computer. So I haven't done that. Maybe eventually if we grow a little bit, we get somebody else in here to give us a hand. We'll have somebody else take care of that end of it, and I can take care of this end of it, or versa versa. Anyway, getting back to the reason that we're on the radio today. Today we're on the radio because we're going to talk about sexing Cayman. Now, the correct idea of the sex of your croc probably will only be necessary if you want to breed them or put a bunch of them together in the same pond. Now, with all the rescues and animals needing to be rescued, there really is no reason for the average owner to want to breed them. But knowing the sex is a handy tool if you want to put a bunch of them together in the same pond. Now, an experienced tarpa will have a better idea of what to look for when determining a sex. And with help of the information and photographs that I have on my website, you can have a good idea how to do it yourself if you really need to. Now, first thing is, you shouldn't really need to. Very few people have more than one Cayman. If they do, it's usually just two. And then regardless if it's just two, and it's just two males or just two females, it's not going to be real big a problem. One male, one female definitely isn't a problem. And additionally, this is like the most important thing I want to stress about sexing Cayman, is that the safest way to sex your Cayman is by using the pinky probe, which I'll get to in a few minutes. But you cannot do a pinky probe until the animal is about 3 feet long. Usually that is until he's about 3 years old. So, you'd probably have to have them for about 3 years before you could even sex them properly. Now, you could do it visually. It's possible to see it visually. We do have had the opportunity where our caiman have been mad at us, and we've had to go into the pond to clean the filters or move them around or pick up some stuff that got knocked down, or even sometimes when feeding them, we'd after feeding them, we'd have to pick them up and move them around or whatever. Sometimes when doing that, we find that if the male is upset, angry enough, their little protrusion will protrude. So they'll have a little protrusion out of the cloaca, and you will be able to tell right away that it's a male. As a matter of fact, we do have a picture on our website on sexing a caiman under visual identification where you can easily see that protrusion out of its cloaca. Now, there are two other methods besides for the pinky probe. The first one is called popping. What you do is you use pressure on the tail to pop out the male's penis if there is one. Personally, I advise against popping. Because if you make a mistake when you're doing it, or you don't know what you're doing, your animal will be, not might be, but will be irreparably harmed. You can only use popping on a caiman. That's not quite true. I think we've also been able to do it on a snake once. But again, I do not recommend it. I do not recommend it. Those were emergency situations where we were tested to the point where we had to do it. But for educational purposes, I'll explain what popping is. You're bending the tail of the animal towards the animal's belly while you have the animal on its back, so you're compressing the cloaca. Then using your thumb and index finger, you spread the cloaca apart from the sides and apply pressure down and in so that the cloaca spreads and what's inside starts to pop out a little bit. If it's a male, the male's penis will literally pop out. If nothing pops out and you've done it right and you haven't broken your animal, then it's a female. All right, the second way would be the tweezers method. Tweezers, and again, if you absolutely, positively, without a doubt, have to know the sex of your hatchling, there's the tweezer method. Once again, one wrong move, and your animal will have no sex. You will irreparably damage your animal. So wait if you can till it's big enough that you can do a pinky probe. But again, for educational purposes, I will explain the tweezer method. And the disclaimer is, if you need to do any of these things, do it under supervision with a professional herper, or don't do it at all. I'm not telling you these things so you can go out tomorrow and start doing them on your animal, and then if you break your animal, go and blame me for it. I'm telling you not to do it. I'm just explaining for educational purposes the ways that it can be done. Now, the way that this would be done is you would take a pair of tweezers, you put plenty of KY or Vaseline on the tip of the tweezers, you would slide the tweezers into the cloaca about half an inch, and remember that a hatchling might be a quarter of an inch, and a two-year-old might be a half an inch. But if your animal is only an inch wide at that point, you don't want to start sticking tweezers in three-quarters of an inch. So what you do is you take the tweezers, you put them in the cloaca, about half an inch, then you open the tweezers to open the cloaca. So what you're really doing is not really tweezers, but maybe like a reverse tweezer, like for spring rings, the kind of tool that you would use on a spring ring, a tweezer for a spring ring. You put it in and you'd spread it slightly to open up the cloaca. Then you need to shine a powerful flashlight into the cloaca. A powerful flashlight beam, like an LED beam flashlight, shine it into the cloaca,
towards, away from the tail, towards the belly of the animal, not towards the tail, towards the belly of the animal. If you can see a penis in there, it's a male. If you don't, then it's probably a female.
Knowing those two things probably haven't made your life any easier, but here's the real deal.
Doing a pinky probe. And this one you can only do when the animal is big enough for you to get your pinky inside of it. Now, I estimate it's about 3 feet long where it's wide enough and big enough and strong enough to take it. That's usually about 3 years old. However, if your pinky is very, very small and very, very thin,
you can probably get away with it if the animal is younger than three or smaller than 3 feet, 36 inches. And this is the way you do it. You take the animal, you turn it upside down, put it on its back. You take your pinky and put Vaseline or KY jelly on it. You insert your pinky into the caiman's cloaca, reaching forward towards the animal's belly.
Male caiman have single penises, unlike other reptiles that have those multi-penile, I don't remember what they're called anymore. So you know what? I'm going to have to look that one up again, too, because I just don't remember. So what are we at? We're up to a reptile. We got to look up reptile penis. Okay, Shane. And what was that third thing I wanted to look up for you guys? Something I wanted to look up for you guys for next week. All right, if anyone remembers, give me a call. So reptile penises and linking Shane up for you so you can get a hold of him if you need to do that. All right. And again, if you want to call me and tell me what it is that I forgot, that number is 818-369-1429. Again, 818-369-1429. I'm not always on the page where the switchboard is, so if you call and it's ringing for a while, just let it ring for a while, and when I see it, I'll pick it up. Because I go back and forth to my website, caimanhunter.com, so I can get the information on sexing caimans, so I know I'm not telling you any lies. So now, you take your finger, you slide it, put the KY jelly in it, you put it inside the animal's cloaca, and you reach towards its belly, not towards its tail. Towards its tail, you're not going to find anything, and you're going to think, oh, wow, it's a female, and then he's going to kill all the young males in the pond, and you're going to be upset with me. Okay, so you do it towards the belly. The head of the penis, of the caiman's penis, lies directly beneath the opening towards the belly in a sort of a semi-circular shape. So if you reach your finger forward toward the belly and you feel a fleshy tube, you know you've got a male. If you don't feel anything, then you have a female. You'll feel the tube, and it'll feel like a crazy straw, you know, where it's bent around, and it feels like a tube, like a little straw tube, but that it's got a bend. You know, it's not straight. Okay, so you put your finger in, you can feel that tube, you know it's a male. Now, when you take your finger out, if you have females in the pond during mating season, and you take the animals out and turn them all upside down, you will also see a difference in the cloaca of males and females. The female's cloaca you'll almost not even see. And what the cloaca is that's the little slit that's in their bellies, right where the belly ends and the tail begins, or right before that. that they poop, pee, and have sex out of. And it's called the cloaca, C-L-O-A-C-A, if you wanted to look that up. Now, you'll see a females will be flat, and you'll see the males will have a slight puffiness towards it because they tend to get excited during the season, even if they're not protruding or being ready for sex. Now, there are a couple pictures on our webpage in different places that you might not be able to see right now because the pictures are small and we're working on getting those done. I'm hoping that by the end of this week or maybe by the end of this weekend, all those pictures will be taken down, enlarged. Hopefully, if any cleanup needs to be done, I don't think we're going to clean any of them up. I think we're just going to take them down, enlarge them all, and then put them back on again. Put them back on so that everyone can see them better. You know, you click on a picture on our website, it shouldn't bring up the same thumbnail. It should bring up, you know, a larger version of the picture so you can see what it is. And that's what we're working on CaymanHunter.com. Some of the other things, that's basically what we're working on the website. So that should be, we'll try to make it so that, you know, they all have, you get the point. So anyway, the protrusion, you'll see a little bit of a puffiness underneath for the male. If the male's penis is going to stick out, you'll actually see the cloaca come out. Parts of the skin from inside the cloaca puff up and out, and then you'll see the penis sticking out. And if anyone has ever seen a dog's knot, the penis of a caiman almost looks like a dog's knot and part of the penis and the knot at the head. Almost looks like that. If you go to our webpage and look up on the sexing, and that was the third thing because we had a sexing link. We're going to fix the link on sexing too. And I'm writing this all down. See, the thing is with me, I tell my wife the same thing. I can remember three things. Any three things I can remember. Problem is, you tell me a fourth thing I'm supposed to remember, and it's like my file cabinet is full. So you stick that fourth thing in, and something in the back has to fall out. That's the best way I can explain it. So I got three things I can remember. Usually I can remember them. She sends me to the store, has a grocery list, has four things on it. That's fine. But she tells me there's three things I can remember. But that she has a fourth, better write it down. Anyway, that's where we're at with that. So, all right, now I'm at the switchboard page. I see we have 1 minute remaining. Nobody's called in. 818-369-1429. If you can't get in, that's fine. If you're a little bit embarrassed, a little bit shy, don't want to call, don't want to be live, that's fine too. You can get copies of our show. Okay, so we have 90 seconds. So you can get a copy of our show either from caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html or right here at the link that I put on Facebook and in the rooms for the radio show. You can get it there as well. Other than that, after the show is over, if you want to talk to me, bam@caymanhunter.com or try me on Skype, caymanhunter, CMNHTNTR. And other than that, or on our guest book. Well, thank you very much for letting me meet with you today. I appreciate you guys listening, staking your time, listening to us. Please remember, next week, the 27th, we'll be off, but we'll be back again in August. We're going to do this every other week. So you won't see us next week, but we will be back the week after. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you all have a great day. Stay safe.